Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Podcasts, where we are talking about yet another great movie review. Now, you notice I'm all kind of walking into it with that, and it's a movie that's opening up this weekend that I'm sure you are highly anticipating, especially if you are a science fiction fan at all, like literally at all. I am going to go ahead and start off here with a little bit of a different thing than I normally do. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, is the movie that we are going to be talking about this morning. And I'm going to start off right off the bat with what I gave it before I even get into the review, because I know this movie is very polarizing for some, and I hope that this review at least helps a little bit. If you are at all trepidatious about part of the content of the movie, so I'm just removing a kitty cat from my desk, then I can assure you there is absolutely nothing in here that would be too much for some viewers just on the pure content vibe. Going back into that same thing, I have to caution there are flashing sequences that could be bad for people with certain health conditions. And then there are also three different scenes in the movie that if you are sensitive to motion sickness, this one might make your stomach toss and turn a little bit. It's not as bad as some, but it's definitely something that is worth mentioning because I don't typically get motion sick, and even my stomach went topsy-turvy on at least one of the scenes. So that was a little bit interesting on that. Now, you may think, okay, this story is played out. I mean, we've got Godzilla, we've got Skull Island, we've got Godzilla versus Kong, you've got Kong minus one, all these other things out there, and you're like, okay, how much further can they really take this story? But this one actually surprised me more than just a little bit. It stayed true to the storyline, and also it deviated some, but in a way it almost added more to it in a way. We get to see a lot more of the Titans. And what am I saying? I haven't even gotten to the score yet. I gave Godzilla X Kong The New Empire a 7 out of 10 on the deputy scale. And I actually gave this an innocent rating. So that's good to note on that as well. Like I said, the content isn't really anything that would jump out as anything inappropriate for younger viewers. It's very action-packed. It's going to make you laugh. I don't know if it'll necessarily make you cry. Some people it might make them cry, but there is a lot going on. So you really have to pay attention. So if you have to go to the bathroom, definitely go before the movie starts. This is not one that you're going to want to have to get out partway through and go to the bathroom, because so much is going on that if you miss even a single part of it, you're going to be lost when you come back. It's like, okay, how did they get from there to here? And I'm not just talking places. This deals with, there's so much that's going on in this story. Come on, guys. Can you please behave? Stormy and Quincy are both chasing after each other, getting into stuff here in my office, as usual. Before I get into too much more of the story, though, I do want to say that there are definite references in this movie to other big stories that we've seen throughout the years and other storylines and familiar-ish type of things that are going to be happening in this movie. If you have ever been a fan of the old series, like back in the 80s of Land of the Lost, that there's definitely references to that in this movie. And it's not like the new Land of the Lost, not like the movie that came out with Will Ferrell and all them. I'm not talking that. I'm talking the original TV series. And those that remember the series that watch this movie will see the things that interchange with that. There are definite ties into the whole Jurassic Park, Jurassic World type empire of that in here. It also touches on a little bit of the original Jules Verne journey to the center of the Earth. And then some of the creatures that you will see in this movie. One in particular is very reminiscent of a creature that we saw, a dragon that we saw in the movie How to Train Your Dragon. Now, you may be thinking, okay, you went through a lot of that. But that's it. This is one of those stories that has a lot of that's going on. It's really just like, what in the world? And of course, we've got Godzilla, who is above ground, and then we have Kong, who is in the Hollow Earth, or in Middle Earth, as some people call it, but in the movie it's referred to as Hollow Earth. And then they're talking about the whole different outposts and everything, and how the government's trying to involve themselves with this whole thing. And of course, there's portals that go from Hollow Earth on up to the surface world, and kind of how all that all ties in. And there's almost even a funny reference that takes place here of talking about how pretty much most people don't like the dentist. I know you're not going to get that reference unless you watch the movie, and I won't spoil exactly what that reference is, but it will leave you chuckling for sure on that. But we get to see the evolution. So we've seen them on their own. We've seen them fight each other. And in this one, we actually have to see them try to find a common ground and work together. Now, okay, we're talking about Godzilla and King Kong here. I mean, they're not just going to go, yeah, let's go up, shake hands, work together. No, it's never that simple. What you're going to see here is, like I said, a lot of action, and it's going to be a lot of stuff that you've never seen before. And there's even something that at the beginning, and then also about two-thirds through the movie a little bit, that almost makes you lean a little bit Superman. I mean, some of the first opening scenes almost remind you of Kryptonite. And then that makes sense later on in the movie. And then towards the about two-thirds of the way through the movie, you're going to see something that's very reminiscent of Superman's lair. It doesn't necessarily touch on any part of the story of that, but it definitely hints to a little bit of the whole thing of Superman's lair on that. Now, you may be thinking, okay, she's all over the place with this review. Just get to it. There's basically an SOS that's kind of been going out, and nobody really understands what it is. There is a character that we see from Skull Island that is back in this movie, and she's kind of the key to it all, but not in the necessarily the way that you might think. It's kind of very, that's the part of it that's kind of heart-wrenching a little bit, is it's just, if you're a parent, or if you've ever like loved your child like your own, whether you're an aunt, grandparent, etc., this one's going to tug at the heartstrings more than just a little bit. And it just, like I said, it ties back into all these other movies and with all these other titans and stuff that we're dealing with. And there's one titan in particular that this entire movie rests upon. And it's not necessarily the one that you might think. And of course, I'm not going to spoil that by telling you what it is. And it's just, it references in this movie a Titan Truth podcast. I really wish that was a real podcast, and the direction that they were going with that really sounded interesting. So I hate to burst your bubble, but as of at least right now, that podcast does not exist. So I'm very sorry about that. But like I said, this one just really kind of touches on how Hollow Earth and the world that we have above ground here and how it all is really connected. And I'm really surprised that they did not really go woke with this. There's a couple quotes that kind of leave you going, you know, that's kind of riding a fine line, but that's not the focus of the movie. The focus on the movie is like it's a monster movie. It's these big creatures, but it also shows their humanity, and it shows that we don't just see the angry, we don't just see the violent, we don't just see the fight or flight stuff that we usually see with these monsters. We also get to see the humanity that makes them themselves. And it's just, if you are a lover of animals, there are some scenes that might be a little bit intense, but it's like animal on animal type scenes. Like I said, nothing particularly gory, and even the scenes that are a little bit gorier than others, the blood is green. So it's you take it a little bit less seriously when it's green, I guess. It's kind of like the old period commercials back in the day. It's like, do what you're going to do, just make the liquid blue. It's on here, they're kind of like dumbing it down a little bit for us by making the liquid, or hence the blood, green. And I guess that kind of takes a little bit of the shock out of all of it. And it's not as gross as it sounds. I know that sounds weird, but it's really not as gross as it sounds. But I definitely do recommend this one. This one was a lot better than I was expecting it to be. I mean, if you've followed me much in the past, you know I have given literally Godzilla movies anywhere from a 3.25 all the way up to a 7.25. So it's just kind of like in, it's like, okay, where do we fall in this range with a movie like this? And this is definitely one of the better ones. So if you have ever been a fan of either the Godzilla movies or the Kong movies or anything along the lines, or even if you're a fan of the old classics, there's some references in here even to the original classics. So I hope that you take the time out and check this one out if it's one that you've been wanting to see. Again, it is opening nationwide today. So it's going to be awesome for people to check out and everything with that. I wish I had a coupon code or anything like that for you, but I apologize. I don't. I'm talking to some of the theaters and stuff right now, trying to come up with maybe a coupon code like Movie Deputy or something like that. So unfortunately, nothing quite yet, but at least it's in the works. So at least fingers crossed at least. Feel free to hashtag me Movie Deputy or send me a message directly at moviedeputy@gmail.com. Or even on the contact me page of moviedeputy.com and let me know what you think about the movie. I am always interested in finding out what other people kind of think about this and what they think of my review of this and if they think that I hit the nail on the head or if I'm completely off base and why. And I do like sharing that stuff. And one of these days I am going to get around to doing a listener-based episode where I'm going to go over a bunch of that feedback and stuff that I've gotten from people. And it's really interesting to see the people who actually give constructive, both positive and negative feedback. It's like if you're just going to write me to curse me out, I'm not going to share about that. I'm not going to mention your name. You're not going to get anything at all. If you want to give me some actually constructive feedback, positive or negative, I welcome that. But yeah, I don't, like I said, if I opened up the thing and it's just somebody just going on a wild rant negatively, and of course I do get those. It's I'm not gonna give you the time of day. So that's just plain and simple what it is. But doing what I do, I have to expect it. So it's just part of the game. But ultimately, if you want to get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content, you know which buttons to push. So make sure you stay up on top of that. And I will be back tomorrow with another new release for you. Bye-bye.